talking. And it was 2:30 or something. I went, whoa. Yeah, that's all right. And I felt like a snack. But I'm thinking, no, this is way too late to be getting into eating. So I just went to bed.
Thank you, Mrs. Robot.
Yeah, I have the radio on, and then I sometimes drift on around 1:30, 2 in the morning. Sometimes wake up later, and oh, radio's on, maybe I'll turn that off. There used to be a net on at 4 o'clock in the morning called the WizNet. Occasionally I would wake up just before it, I don't know why, and I would check into that. And then, I don't know, wake up around 8:30 in the morning, check into the Rainbow Net. Don't even have to get out of bed to do that. It's just right within arm's reach of me, so that's convenient. And those are my usual habits.
The WizNet. I haven't heard of that one yet. Is that when people get up to take a whiz?
Yeah, maybe that's where it got its name from. You know who used to be net control of that was Brent, VA7BAW.
No way, Brent. That's interesting. Well, hey, you know, who was it? VU Victor Uniform was in town, and I think I talked to you about this, and him and Brent were friends, right? Dan.
Oh, yeah. Formerly MRP. I do believe. Yeah, Brent used to live nearby here on the North Shore. I used to visit him. We would have an eyeball. He lived at Mount Seymour Parkway and Lillooet Road. I would see him there. And he was on the North Shore a couple of days ago, I guess, for Christmas. Family visiting and all that sort of thing. I assume he's back in Victoria now, but maybe not. But he can easily connect up to here by way of IRLP and those other methods.
Yeah, MRP. That was his old call sign for a long time. MRP. I thought he was in the States for living for a while. Now he's just on the island?
Oh, I've never heard him mention that. I thought he was in the interior. Yeah, MRP. MRP, yeah, his three-letter call. I don't know if he still holds it. Some hams hang on to their three-letter call when they get a two-letter call sometimes. But, yeah, I remember him well. Yep, and that would be that. Oh, well, if there's anybody else on frequency, feel free to say hello.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he, I thought everybody knew that he was living stateside, and I couldn't figure it out. I thought he was a Canadian, all of a sudden he's down living across the border. Yeah, he was stateside. Ask him next time you talk to him.
Yeah, I hear him on quite frequently, comes and goes. I've never heard him mention anything about the USA. Maybe, or how far down, if it's just right across the border, Whatcom County, Linden, Sumas, Blaine, border towns, Point Roberts, those places, or it's further down south. I've never heard him bring that subject up.
No, it was just, like you mentioned, south of the border, some of those places, I think, I think he told me. He was around there somewhere. I don't know if it was work-wise or if he was... I think he may be have partial, you know, dual citizenship or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that could be. I remember Chuck, T.E.T., had something in Birch Bay. He used to check in from there a lot.
Oh, yeah. I was there. I spent a weekend at his headquarters down there in Birch Bay. It was a nice little trailer. I think he's daughter and her husband, I guess now, and I don't know, grandchildren, whatever.
Yeah, I've never heard him, not never, but I have not heard him bring up that subject lately. But yeah, maybe it's in the family, but not so much himself that goes there. Something along those lines, inheritances and all that sort of thing. Yeah, there you go. That's the lowdown on that one. So what else is going on tonight? Nothing else too earth-shattering. Quiet, peaceful night at the home base here.
Yeah, same here. Nice and quiet. Me and the cat. I got the cat all settled down. He's very, very picky on his foods now. Canned food. Sometimes he doesn't like this one. He wants the other one. Meow, meow, meow. And he makes sure he won't give me any peace until he gets what he wants. And he knows how to get it now, right? Just he will not give me any peace. That's the way it goes.
Or like the song by the Rolling Stones, you can't always get what you want, but I guess that cat can. He figured out how to do it and get what I want.
Well, I'm not happy until I can be left alone, and he will not leave you alone. It doesn't matter what you're doing. He'll be sitting there, or he'll on your lap, trying, you know, slavering love on you, or sitting beside you staring, and try to ignore that. You can't do it.
Oh, he's found the way to persuade, friendly persuasion, so to speak. Yep, there you go. Cats will be cats. Cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Oh, well, I guess I'll get back to it here, monitor the frequency if anything interesting comes up. Sounds rather quiet at the moment, so we'll take her as she comes.
Yeah, well, the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon. Yeah, I don't know, that was not a good lyric, but anyway.
Yeah. That's exactly how the lyric went, and there was more to it, of course, but that was part of it. Yeah, I remember that one well. Harry Chapin was the singer of that. Yeah, rock and roll days.
All my heroes are the same age as Chuck. Keith Richards, Mick, they're all 82. And still rocking. Well, Keith put the kibosh on a tour right now. They've got a new album, if you believe it, a bunch of new recordings. And they were going to go on tour and perform them, but Keith said, nah, I don't know if I'm ready for that right now. So he's not saying never. It's just he doesn't think he can put out the energy right now for it. So, hey, at 82.
Rockers with Walkers, or the Strolling Bones. In the early 60s, they were just young whippersnappers.
Man, they've got such a history, the catalog of music. Just check it out on the internet. It goes way back to the early 60s, before the Beatles even. They were like doing blues and stuff.
Yeah, 1962, to be precise, they came up with the name. Came from either an album cover, I think it was, or the Rolling Stones, Rolling with no G on the end, an apostrophe, Stones by, oh, what's his name from the Mississippi Delta, Howlin' Wolf, or one of those guys. Took the name from there, but they took the apostrophe off of it and put the letter G at the end, and then it was Rolling Stones. It was Brian Jones that came up with that name. He was on the phone with somebody, and somebody asked him, well, what's the name of the band? And he's frantically looking around, and he spots this album cover, Rolling Stone or something by Howlin' Wolf. And he said, oh, that's our name, Rolling Stones.
Ha, that sounds believable. Yeah, Brian Jones. Yeah, some say that he was the founder of the band.
I think he pretty much was. He was quite the accomplished musician, played a lot of different instruments, but he went for a swim and didn't come back to the surface.
Yeah, it's the story. Back in those days, they didn't even have fentanyl back then. So it was a tragic thing because he was so young and talented. Who knows how much more he could have contributed to the band. But, you know, they just picked up and moved on. They were an unstoppable machine.
Yeah, somehow they found a way to just keep going. Brian Jones. At least he didn't. And he didn't end up like the lead singer of the Yardbirds.
Lead singer of the Yardbirds. What happened to him again? And who was that? I'm trying to remember now. That was Jimmy Page was in the Yardbirds. So was, who else was in that? Oh, Eric Clapton.
Yeah, and Jeff Beck. All three, but the lead singer, his name was Keith Relph. He was playing an ungrounded guitar one day, and his foot touched a metal pipe, and got zapped, got electrocuted.
Yeah, you don't hear that name. I think you may have told that story once. I vaguely remember hearing that. But anyway, I would never even know the guy's name, tell you the truth. And who replaced them?
Oh, I don't believe they ever did. It was a four-letter last name. R-E-L-F. Keith. Oh, yeah, you can get videos of the Yardbirds on YouTube, any of the different songs, Over, Under, Sideways, Down, Heart Full of Soul, all those good old tunes from the mid to late 60s. Yeah, they never did get a different lead singer. That's just how things went, although Jimmy Page kept the band going and called them the New Yardbirds, and Keith Moon of The Who said, you guys are going to go down like a lead balloon. So they took the German word for balloon, which is Zeppelin, and instead of lead balloon, they called themselves the Led Zeppelin, but took the A out of the word lead, so it wouldn't look like the word lead, like lead Zeppelin. So that's where the LED came to be. And the rest is history.
Yeah, exactly. And that is the true story. That's what I've read, anyway. I've got books on these guys. I got Keith Richards' book. I forget what it's called, The Life or something. It's his biography or whatever. It's pretty good. I got it for Christmas one year.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff reading. The bass guitarist for Uriah Heep, same thing happened to him. Got electrocuted. So be careful if you're playing an ungrounded guitar. You could be seeing stars and chirping birds electrocuted.
I think things are a little bit more, they've got safety features and whatnot. But in the early days, maybe they didn't know too much about electrified music.
Yeah, I think there were other musicians who've been electrocuted too, maybe not killed, but a pretty good zap. But the bass guitarist for, if you remember the band Uriah Heep, it happened to him. And, of course, the Yardbirds. Zap. Electricity had no mercy.
Well, I do remember Uriah Heep. I didn't know one of them died by that. Yeah, that was. Those were one of the bands that I used to listen to in the 70s. I think I might have had a vinyl album. It had this wild, big, huge face on the cover.
Oh, I've got that album, Abominog. I can email you the picture. A lovely face, a demon.
Oh, I know it well. That was back in high school, and I was doing weird things.